Welcome, and thank you for joining us for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. On this week's episode, NAHU's Vice President of Congressional Affairs, John Green, joins us to discuss the newly revamped Medicare Plan Finder. We'll review some of the key functions of this tool and how NAHU is working with CMS officials to improve it as we head into the upcoming annual election period. We'll also discuss how NAHU members can help us in this process and how to best prepare to help clients on the new platform. And we'll also get an update on our priority Medicare legislation. Before we begin, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify, and to rate us. The podcast is posted every Friday on these platforms ahead of being distributed through NAHU's member-exclusive health policy newsletter, The Washington Update, giving you a head start on your weekly healthcare happy hour. The big whoop for the Washington Update podcast this week is the announcement of a new Medicare Plan Finder tool that will go live with the upcoming annual election period. John, can you give us a quick overview of what this tool is and how it is used?
Well, thanks for having me on. I'm not used to doing this solo, but very pleased to talk about what's happening on the Medicare Plan Finder. I know that members have expressed a lot of concerns, and we'll talk about that during this podcast. Let me preface it by saying that the tool has not been updated in 10 years. And so this has been a longstanding priority of many advocacy groups to provide further enhancements to the beneficiary experience. I first heard about it last fall at a Medicare meeting, and it was a very 30,000 foot kind of briefing about what it was. But I could see that there would be different levels of the experience for depending on whether you're an agent or beneficiary. And so I asked them specifically, hey, let us beta test this before you roll this out. And they said, oh, sure. You know, they took my card. And recently, in August 16th, CMS held a webinar on the new Medicare Plan Finder. And it was announced at that time that they were actually going to roll it out live for October 1st, when the annual enrollment period will begin. And this came as a surprise since we never got the opportunity to beta test it. And I'll also add that in talking to some FMOs who were briefed on this a few months ago, they also were not aware of what the reality of the Plan Finder was at that time either. Apparently, it's morphed several times. So where are we today? Well, today we've been talking to CMS vigorously and to HHS, and even in having a number of in-person meetings with them about our concerns relative to how this has been operationalized. In the past, you've been able to anonymously go in, you know, inputting a date of birth or some you have some way of entering the system and reviewing kind of past drug histories and so forth and just make modifications based on the last year's experience. The way it was explained to us is that you're going to have to create a new password and a challenge question should the system need to be reset, which agents will need to keep handy. And so there's concerns about HIPAA violations in this regard, understand. But what it would do is generate, based on CMS claims data that they get from the carriers, the drug lists and so forth that you can modify. The question is, can it be saved? And it seems almost still an open question, but I'm hearing that the expectation is that agents will have to input it for each plan that they want to look at. And that can be very laborious. One agent told me he had 8,000 clients. I just can't imagine what that would take. And it doesn't give you a total cost at the end for the plans. There's not a way to compare and do side by side, and the list goes on.
As this new tool rolls out, what should Medicare agents be doing to prepare so they will be able to assist their clients for the upcoming year?
We've requested from CMS a how-to guide. How-to guide will let us know where maybe the gaps are in the technology, but how it will work and how to use it. And also, Medicare is hosting some webinars. You should sign up for those. there may be future ones. And I think that is a rollout enhancement. We'll be getting that information and distributing it to you. So keep an eye out in the Washington update and look at the Medicare web portal, and any updates will be posted there.
How has NAHU worked with CMS on the development of the redesign? And how are we continuing to work with them as this is rolled out and refined in the coming months?
We've created a Medicare Plan Finder mailbox located on our webpage.
Sorry to interject, John. For our listeners, that email box is medicareplanfinder@nahu.org.
And the response has been tremendous so far. Each week, I will forward these emails to CMS and to HHS. I have a contact there and who are working with us on this, to apprise them of what is working and what is not working, because we expect that they'll be making technical changes as we go through the AEP.
The new tool was announced while you were attending several Medicare summits. Can you tell us about these summits and how members can get involved, both by attending these summits and helping us in our efforts to improve Medicare with the administration?
So I have been attending a lot of Medicare summits around the country, as have Pat Griffey, our president, who's also a Medicare specialist. And that's been the number one question, really, is about the Medicare Plan Finder. So I've been devoting a lot of time and energy on that to try to explain what it is and how it works and what the intention is. It is in no way to cut out agents and brokers. I've been hearing the same complaints from SHIPs and advocacy groups, because perhaps it isn't quite what's going to meet their expectations either. But how you can get involved is if you can send me real-world experiences related to the tool and how it's working and not working, as I mentioned before, through the Medicare Plan Finder mailbox. I look at that every day. And as I said, I passed that feedback on to CMS. I think that at some point, if we are unable to get our needs met and that we're finding that this is not a good experience for the beneficiary or for the agents to be able to efficiently enroll, we will seek a meeting with more senior people at CMS and perhaps even the administrator, Seema Verma herself.
Beyond the Medicare Plan Finder, NAHU is working on a number of Medicare-related issues, including fixing the observation status rule, treating COBRA as creditable coverage, and modernizing HSAs to be compatible with Medicare. Can you give us an update on where these issues are as Congress prepares to return from their August recess?
I'd be glad to. So on observation status, it has a great deal of bipartisan support. The number of organizations involved in this effort is one of the largest I've ever been a part of. So it's not a question of bipartisanship or desire. It has to do more with scoring. The government's been collecting quite a bit of money from this practice of utilization review and overturning inpatient stays to observation status. But we are having a positive impact on the Hill and on the agency because of the support that the observation issue has on the Hill. And we heard recently from Seema Verma, not explicitly, but sort of in a roundabout way, that they might actually find a resolution to the problem. And finding an administrative solution is actually a lot cleaner and easier to deal with than trying to pass legislation. They don't have to deal with costs and so forth. They can just make an administrative change that fixes the problem. So we hope that actually comes to pass. In terms of treating COBRA as credible coverage, we now have bipartisan legislation in the House. It has two D's and two R's from both committees of jurisdiction, the Ways and Means, and the Energy and Commerce Committee. So we're very pleased about that. We will have a Senate companion when they come back after August recess. We had a hiccup in the Senate due to staff who was unavailable, but it will be coming out. And when it does, we will do an operation shout to try to gain co-sponsors. And we hope that this is something that we can do at the end of the year before they go on recess for the rest of the year. Relative to HSAs, we do have interest in the Congress to allow people who are on Medicare beyond age 65 who are still working to make contributions to HSAs. We think it's age discrimination to rip it out of someone's benefits just because they've attained the age of 65. In fact, you have to discontinue 6 months prior in terms of making contributions. So there are two bills out there. We like ours better because ours would not change current law. There's another bill being floated in the House by Ami Bera, a Democrat, and Jason Smith, a Republican from Missouri, that would disallow people to be able to use HSA dollars to pay premiums. We don't think that's good public policy to do that, and would also prohibit using those funds after age 65 for things other than medical expenses. I could actually live with a suspension of that during the period in which they are still attached to the workforce, but once in retirement, to end that ability to use it for other things, I think is also not good public policy. So we'll be discussing that further when they return from the break.
It's now time for the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour's Toast of the Week. What are we toasting to this week, John?
Well, let's give a toast to all our new members who joined that I met on the road in the past week in Arizona and California, and I've also heard from other summits. So NAHU is definitely your professional home, and we welcome you.
Cheers!
Thank you for joining us for this week's installment of the NAHU Healthcare Happy Hour, the official podcast of the National Association of Health Underwriters. For more information on NAHU's government affairs efforts, or to join as a member of NAHU, visit nahu.org.